Mondas podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mondas podcast. Hope you're good. In this episode, it's quite a personal thing. I'm going to be talking about McCoy era, my favourite three stories of the McCoy era, because it was my first era, so I think it's always something good to do, something that you're enthusiastic about. The McCoy era, wow. Twitter, if you're just remembering, Twitter at IanTodd82 if you've got any suggestions, any comments and whatnot. So McCoy, again, divisive, much like Colin Baker, you know, people quite split on what they think of him. But for me, it was my first era, so I always have a lot of time for the McCoy era. So from three down to one, I'm going to say, it's a tough one for number three. The number one and two are obvious in my head. But for three, it could either be Battlefield, Survival, Greatest Show in the Galaxy, or Silver Nemesis. I can't work out, to be honest with you, because I do have a lot of time for all of them, really, because Silver Nemesis, it was one of my first ones I watched, so I have a lot of time for it. You know, that nostalgic thing with Cybermen in it, even though when you watch it again, it's a bit rubbishy and a bit all over the shop, slightly camp and a bit amateurish at times. But Battlefield, I do like Battlefield with Brigadier coming back, and you know, when I was a kid watching it, you know, knights and stuff, that was pretty cool. But with kind of modern technology, King Arthur, yeah, it's good stuff. And Greatest Show in the Galaxy, quite dark and quite strange. I mean, a lot of people are scared of clowns and circuses and stuff, which I understand. So definitely have that up there, and I think it's quite an interesting story. And obviously when you read up about the behind the scenes, that's even more interesting, that they actually did something good. And Survival, obviously the final ever adventure, has some really good elements. And you know, the cat people aren't particularly well realised in my opinion, but the place where they go and stuff, the planet's pretty cool, and the Mars is in it obviously as well. I'm going to go with Battlefield. Yeah, Battlefield, just because it's got everything that Doctor Who, classic Doctor Who adventure should have. You know, it's got that sort of pseudo-historical thing, but with future people in it, and then you've got the Brigadier, and then you've got King Arthur legend there and stuff, and it's just fun, isn't it? You know, and you got the unit and stuff like that, you know, Brigadier Bambera and stuff. I don't use this term much, but it's a romp. You know, it's a good, crazy romp, and it's fun. You know, the first part of the McCoy year was a bit patchy. I understand that, well, it didn't really get out the best. You know, if someone was to watch Time in the Rani, would they watch Doctor Who again? You know, it's just one of them sort of things. Delta and the Bannerman, it would put people off. Noble mention for Dragonfire as well. I like Dragonfire. It's good stuff. Nice kind of face melting scene, which is always good. And number two on this pop chart of McCoy would have to be Remembrance. I think Remembrance of the Daleks, just because it's, I mean, what more do you need to say? It's Remembrance of the Daleks. It's brilliant. Two different factions of Daleks. Got that myth of the Doctor. You know, he knows about stuff and he hasn't been telling people he's been here before. You got Ace in it. Ace is a brilliant companion as well. And there's just some really good moments in it, and I remember as a kid first watching when the Dalek comes up the stairs, amazing stuff, you know, and smashing the hell out of a Dalek and stuff, and then Davros turned up near the end. It was brilliant, you know. So when I actually went to where the actual school was filmed and all that in Hammersmith in London, it was amazing, you know, because it was you have a lot of time for that episode. I know a lot of people just wipe McCoy completely off the map. They don't really have any time for the era. Maybe I would be a bit more like that if I hadn't been born when I was. But you know, but number one is obviously the classic Curse of Fenric. You can't not Curse of Fenric, and if you do, you're wrong. Again, you know, there's that thing of when you're a kid, you're watching something like this, and it probably makes it more scary. But I hadn't watched all the horror they were referencing, pastiching and stuff like that, and I didn't understand that there was an Alan Turing reference in there and stuff. And but when you watch it, when you're older and stuff, you get it. It's much more of a rich thing. Sure, it's not perfect, but you know, it's supposed to be set in Northumberland as well. And just in a really interesting location, and I love the kind of the burial ground and all that. Actually, in the northeast, in the last couple of nights, it's been quite foggy and it was very Curse of Fenric weather, and scary, you know, and yeah, it's just brilliant, all Viking settlers and stuff, and yeah, to me, it's I think it's nostalgia, of course it is, but when I watch them now, you know, I like it with the I do like watching them with the added effects as well for Curse of Fenric. Much the same as, you know, stuff like Enlightenment works, I think, with the added effects as well. But yeah, it's a much derided era, this. But I think if you go with Battlefield, Remembrance of the Daleks and Curse of Fenric, you've got some good stuff. It was starting and more of an upward curve in this era. And Cartmel had started getting it right, and McCoy had got a good sort of balance of dark and light with the Doctor, and Ace was, I always like Ace, you know. Sure, she had to kind of say some naff things from time to time, but you couldn't have a swear or anything, so that makes more sense. But yeah, Curse of Fenric's my favourite McCoy, just brilliant stuff. If you've got any suggestions, anything, just let us know on Twitter at IanTodd82. And if you haven't watched much McCoy stuff, go for it and try to check out them three. Because they're good stuff, and I mean, Silver Nemesis is a bit ropey, even though it's the anniversary. But you'll probably have a laugh, and that's good as well. Thanks for your time.
My best podcast.